What happens if someone needs CPR in space?
So someone has a heart attack or a cardiac arrest and you need to try and resuscitate them. Very difficult, I would think, when you're weightless.
The problem with giving CPR in space the same way as we do on Earth is, of course, there's no gravity, so you'd be floating around. You could technically restrain the astronaut needing CPR and the rescuer to the ground, but that would take time. And the longer you leave it before you start CPR, the chances of survival decrease quite dramatically. There's three sort of ways to do it on the space station, which can be initiated immediately, and I'll go through them quite quickly. So the first one's called the handstand method, and as it sounds, the rescuer would put their feet on the ceiling of the space station and use their legs to push off it, and they'd push onto the person's chest who'd be lying on the ground. The other one is called the reverse bear hug, which again, like the name suggests, you would go behind the person needing CPR and give them sort of a hug and push in their chest. And the last one's called the Evitz-Russell-Manna method, which involves the rescuer putting their left leg over the person's right shoulder and then their right leg under the person's left arm, so sort of wrapped around their back.
Like a scissor manoeuvre.
Yeah, and then giving them chest compressions from the front. In simulated studies during parabolic flights, which is the plane, the vomit comet that goes up and recreates microgravity and simulations
on
Earth.
Have you been on it?
No, I'd love to.
I would like to. I'm not sure if I'd throw up, though. I think most people do, don't they?
The vomit comet, yeah. I think that's how they call it.
Even people who are quite resilient still throw up.
In these studies, the handstand method has been proven to give the best quality compressions. However, the problem is if you're small, like I am, I probably couldn't do that because I wouldn't be able to reach the ceiling. So in that case, the next best one is the Evitz-Russell-Manna method, which only had slightly lower quality chest compressions. And the advantage of that as well is you're in a position to give ventilation.
Lee?
Couldn't anyone just make a kind of compression chest, you know,
like a corset?
Yeah. You just go on and off, on and off, on and off.
Yeah, so I've been asked that because in some scenarios on Earth we have to use those, you know, if CPR is ongoing for a long time, because the problem with human CPR is that you can fatigue and that can affect the quality of chest compressions. But at the same time, we still need to know how to do it in a scenario where, again, if it might delay time putting this machine on or it might not be available. These things are heavy and expensive as well, and we need to bear that in mind when we're travelling to space or on Mars and things like that. The reverse bear hug method isn't great out of all of them. It was the most fatiguing. And as I said, once you get tired, the quality gets a bit worse.
Well, having had to do a lot of CPR on people in my job, my medical job, it's knackering. And
it's really knackering
when you're on the ground not fighting against all the exigencies of, you know, weightlessness. I should think it's probably extremely taxing trying to do that in space.
Absolutely. So I did a study a couple of years ago, and it wasn't zero gravity, but we were simulating Mars, and it was exhausting.
Oh goodness!
Because you weigh less, and as you know, to give CPR here, we rely a lot on our body weight. But because you weigh less, you know, you've not got enough strength essentially. So yeah, it's difficult.
So it sounds like a trivial thing, but actually a really, really good question. And thank you, really good answer as well. Thanks very much, Christina.